We were talking about the West End Cultural Center's big benefit night coming up this Saturday, the big dinner and a movie show. Well, you know who played the West End Cultural Center? Oh, what year was it? It was their 10th anniversary year. 1997, he played there. Guess who it was? Guess who played there on October 23rd, 1997? He'd never played there before, but he decided he'd come play then because he'd actually stuck his head in the door when he was here before, and he thought it was a cool place. And, well, why am I telling you this? I could let him tell you in his own words that he spoke on October 23rd, 1997.
The first time I came to the West End Cultural Center was about, I guess, 9 years ago, and just dropped by in the afternoon and took a look inside the place and remember thinking that what a great place to play. So thank you for coming out, and thanks to Rosalie for inviting us up. It really is a great place to play. Getting to play the Winnipeg Folk Festival for me was very important. 1987 was the first time I got to play up here, and it was the first time that I got to meet some of my songwriting heroes at some of the workshops. And suddenly, to find yourself on stage with Ian Tyson talking about songwriting, it really makes you want to just shut up. Or to find yourself on stage and everywhere else with Doug Somm, listening to him play songs and tell great stories, and getting to hang out for the first time with Guy Clark and John Prine and Jesse Winchester. It was a big deal to me to get to do it. Those people all write songs that I admire greatly. This is a song by a songwriter who I've also gotten to know over the last several years. His name is Willis Allen Ramsey, and he made one record in 1972 when he was 21 years old, and it's a wonderful record. My friend Vance suggested last week we should release it and call it his greatest hits. This is a song that's not on that record, but it's one of my favorites. It's one that I wish I had written.
Last night, you know, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning, kind sheep to tell the truth. The next thing I knew, I woke up on the outside in the middle of the avenue. A policeman spied me in traffic there. My t-shirt and my underwear says, "Son, son, it sure don't look good the way you've been calling for your baby all over the neighborhood. It seems I was asleep walking again last night. And the way I was a sweet talking, I'm must have caused a terrible fright last night, you know, when I was sleepwalking. Someone saw me in a donut shop. I was sitting and crying on a tabletop. It was not a pretty sight. I was out of control. The way that I was carrying on about my sweet jelly roll. I said, officer, please, my baby's got me down on my knees. I'm lying in bed late at night. Sometimes I just go out of my head at night and I go out sleepwalking. Later on down at the jail cell, I was hoping things would turn out well, because I don't recall that masquerade ball. I sure don't remember nothing, y'all, about that blown up rubber doll. It seems I was asleep walking again last night. And the way I was sweet talking, I must have caused a terrible fright last night, you know, when I was asleep walking. So lately I stopped going anywhere. I've taken to sleeping with a teddy bear. It's a very full and rich imaginary life. It's sure enough better than dreaming, y'all, about an imaginary way. No more sleepwalking. No more sweet talking. No more sweet talking.
Young cowboy, and wish him better luck next time, and hope we see him up in Fargo or somewhere further down the line. But this time he sure drew a bad one, one that nobody could ride. But by the way he pulled his hat on, you knew he'd be there for the fight. And it's the classic contradiction, the unavoidable affliction. And it don't take much to predict some, the way it always goes. Cause one day she'll say she loves you, and the next she'll be tired of you. push, she'll always come to shove you on that midnight rodeo. Buzzer. Somehow he gave up in the end. He put one hand around the other and let that pickup man on in. It was his last chance to ride it. Now he'll have to move along. But he knows back in his mind that he won't be away for long. Contradiction, the unavoidable affliction. It don't take much to predict, son, the way it always goes. Cause one day she'll say she loves you, and the next she'll be tired of you, and push will always come to shove you on that midnight rodeo. So let's have a hand for that young cowboy and wish him better luck next time. And hope we see him up in Fargo or somewhere farther down the line.
I can't do this, really. I would have begged... This is NQR Buckle, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Left of us was all covered in dust and thick skin. A half-eaten apple for the whole Sistine Chapel, painted on the head of a pin. A lifelong love's work gone up in a smirk. You didn't even see her waltzing. Now this love is a ghost, having played host to the most unoriginal sin. We smiled as some devil played wild violin. Soon after the chapel, she offered me that apple. One bite, and I was gone with the wind. And you needed no proof, cause the whole naked truth was wearing only an infidel's grin. And a proud schoolboy's boast of having left his post for the most unoriginal sin. Now the jukebox is humming, all the venal shortcomings of men. But I found me this drink that can finally sink all the skill that I've been wallowing in. Buddy, once you get started, once true love's departed, you do it over and over again. So tonight I will toast just whoever comes close to the most unoriginal sin. So tonight I will toast just whoever comes close to the most unoriginal sin.
Willie Nelson here on the Twang Trust. Across the Borderline was the name of his, his type is so small. I can't even read that. Sorry, I can't tell you what year this thing came out in. Oh, that's like 4-point type. Come on. Oh, anyways, came out a while ago. Produced by Don Was. And, that there, The Most Unoriginal Sin, written by John Hyatt. We heard another song from this album before that, which was written by Mr. Lyle Lovett. Yeah, we heard, what did we hear? Farther Down the Line is what we heard. Yeah, how about that? John Hyatt and Lyle Lovett represented on this Willie Nelson album. And both those guys coming to town on Monday. And here's a CD and my stack of CDs. What a coincidence. Crazy. Before that double shot of Willie, we heard Lyle Lovett. Was it the last time he was in Winnipeg? No, he's been here since then. Yeah, I forgot. I made an idiot of myself in front of him that time. Should I tell you that story? Should I tell you about the second time I made an idiot of myself in front of Lyle Lovett? I don't think I've told both stories on the same show before. Maybe I should tell you the second one, too. Nah, maybe not. We heard Lyle Lovett recorded live at the West End Cultural Center in 1997. We heard him doing an old Willis Allen Ramsey song called Sleepwalking. And we heard him talking about the West End and the Folk Fest and stuff. Okay, I'll tell you my story. I'll tell you my stupid story. I believe it was the last time Lyle was in town. It was at the Walker Theater. And I had amazing seats. I had front row seats. I couldn't believe what good fortune we had in getting tickets. And there we were, enjoying the show. It was great. And being a big fan, I had actually asked earlier in the day, and of course, being the hip industry insider that I am, I was talking to the record company people, and I was asking, hey, you know, is Lyle going to do anything after the show? Is he going to meet folks? You know, can I bring something to get autographed? Because as we all know, autographed CDs sound better. But at the time, the guy said, no, you know, he's not doing anything. He's got, you know, friends and family he wants to see, and, you know, he's not going to do any fancy industry schmooze. So I thought, okay, oh well, what do you do? So I didn't bother bringing anything with me. But anyways, there we are. The show's over. We're sitting right at the front of the stage. We're about to leave. And I look over on the stage, and there's the set list from the show. I'm thinking, hey, that'd be a cool little souvenir, Lyle Lovett set list. They just photocopy these things, you know, and make a million of them. They don't need these things, right? Nobody wants them back. They just, you know, the roadies are going to come and rip them up and throw them away or just leave them there. Nobody needs it but me. So there I pick up my set list, and I'm walking out of the place. And the record company guy stops me and says, hey, you know, Lyle's going to come out and talk to folks if you want to stick around. So I thought, hey, okay, I'll stick around. I'll get him to sign my set list, right? So there I am waiting, and Lyle comes out, and he's comes over. He's super, super affable guy and comes over to people in little groups and spends time with each little group talking and stuff and signing things and super, super unbelievably nice guy. And so the time comes, I thought, okay, well, I'll get him to sign this set list, right? And I say, hey, Lau, I, you know, hope you don't mind, but I picked up the set list and, you know, I was wondering if you could sign it for me. And, you know, being the super, he's just being super, super nice and smiling and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, you could hear a pin drop. His face just, you know, I mean, he looks like a wooden Indian in the best of times, but he just went, you know, he just turned to stone. And, you know, the smile was gone and he's just looking real sullen and he says, oh, I hate this. And I'm thinking, oh no, what does that mean? Is he going to shoot me or what? And, well, it turns out, in his band at the time was a famed mandolin player. What's his name? I can't even remember his name now. That famed mandolin player, you know, used to be in Newgrass Revival. That guy. What's his name? I can't even remember. Anyways, he's a big famous mandolin player. He's only playing with Lyle for like a couple of weeks. Wasn't normally on the tour. Just had a couple of off weeks and thought, hey, I'll play with Lyle. And he wasn't all that familiar with the set list and the songs and stuff. So on his own personal set list, he had all these little notes, little key changes and little musical notations to himself that he wrote on his set list, which was, of course, the set list that I picked up. And, Lyle sees it and he had to ask for it back because the guy needed it to, you know, to play the next night for Pete's sake. Yeah. So I shrunk down. I started the night off at 6'2" and I walked out of the place about 3.5 inches. But, fortunately, a friend of mine who I'd gone to the show with, who met me there, had brought me a videotape of the previous week's episode of X-Files. You know, on a videotape, and he'd given that to me at the show. And, so I had that with me, and I said, well, can you please sign my copy of last week's X-Files? And he did. And, there it is mounted on my wall right now. There. So there, you've heard both my stupid Lyle Lovett making an idiot of myself in front of stories. Yeah. Oh. Hey, we have the new Jim Bryson record. Crazy, huh? It's called Where the Bungalows Roam. I don't know where that title comes from either, but yes, Jim Bryson's third album is out. Well, it's not quite out. It comes out at the end of the month. We have to thank our old pal Jeff from down there in the right-hand side for passing this along. He got it before I did, you know, which is fine. You know, it's not like Jim owes me anything. It's not like he's played my living room twice, and you know, it's not like I got him another gig and got that his take home for that particular gig doubled. You know, it's not like I did anything like that. It's not like he should be passing me a free record or anything. You know, that's fine. That's fine. Let the other guys have it first. I have no problem with that. But here it is, anyways. And wow, it sucks. No, it doesn't. It's weird though. It's a little odd. It's odd, but it's the kind of thing, if you're patient and you spend a bit of time with it and you listen to it, it's a pretty cool record. And we'll play a couple of things from it right now for you. And maybe you can, you know, sit back, listen, and appreciate the new record from Jim Bryson called Where the Bungalows Roam. This is a little number called Fire Watch.
Hello, please listen. 'Cause I'm on the field phone. I won't speak till you say over. I won't sleep till you say this is over. Dear United Citizens, in your suburban bunkers, straight across and slightly lower, not near the coast or close, just over. If you're out in Willow's please don't. We've gone broke. No longer waiting for anything as lovely as these houses through the forest, not near the coast or close. Just over. Don't live like we live. Don't live like we live. I never said this was a good way to begin. Don't live like we live. Don't live like we live. I never said this was a good way for you and me.
Listening to the University of Winnipeg radio station here at CKUW on your FM dial. It's 95.9.
Step outside to be outside, but in the cold it can take the fun out of being alive. And we can stay in the city or sleep by the river. We can fall in love or just feel bitter. Stay inside to be inside, be still, be calm, be well, be passing away the time. I laid here in the winter where I wasn't born. There aren't enough blankets in the world to keep this town. Every day seems just like the day before that, please, just like the day before, I'll plead, just like the day before. And if every day seems just like the day before that, please, just like the day before, I'll plead, just like the day before. Every day seems just like the day before, then please, just like the day before, I please, just like the day before. And if every day seems just like the day before, then please, just like the day before, I please, just like the day before. Thank you.
Husker Du's Grant Hart from his album Intolerance and a little number called 2541. Sort of Grant's little bio of Husker Du. Yes, indeed. That song, believe it or not, was the encore at the very first Jim Bryson Studome show. Yes, indeed. That was a huge unexpected treat to hear from Jim that night. Before that, a couple of songs from the brand new Jim Bryson album, Where the Bungalows Roam. Yes, indeed, we heard Firewatch and By the Bridge. Yep, it's an odd little record. It's very low-key kind of affair, but it's well worth digging into. Yes, indeed. And Jim will be in town at the West End Cultural Center in a little while. Let's see. It's a ways away, but it'll be here before you know it. Thursday, May 3rd, Jim Bryson at the West End Cultural Center, along with Jill Barber. A fine show that's going to be. Yes, indeed. And I guess Jim will actually be through town a little earlier than that. I'm assuming he's going to be backing up Kathleen Edwards when she plays the MTS Center. Well, just a few days before, actually, Thursday, April 26th, Kathleen is playing the big MTS Center. Special guest closer, John, Jessica Simpson, but I still have street cred, Mayor. Yeah. I don't know. I have no use for John Mayer. None. I don't know why she's playing with him. I don't know. There's many things I don't know, and that's one of them. I don't get it. Oh. We'll give her heck one of these days. Why does Kathleen hate Winnipeg? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of Jim and Kathleen, why don't we hear them together? This is a song. It was first on Jim's last album, The Northside Benches. Then Kathleen went and recorded it for her last album. And, you know, she sang it on her album. Wouldn't it be neat? Wouldn't it be so cool to hear them both sing it at the same time? I think it would.
Back lanes swept under open skies. And life can be cruel, life can be sweet if I wanted to be.
Just came on to discuss trip mom. never saw Whitman McFiner. And I used to want her just to watch her walk across the room. She grew up in a small town. She never put her roots down. And daddy kept moving, so she did too.
Kathleen Edwards, recorded live in the studios of KCRW down in California a few years back, doing Neil Young's Unknown Legend there. Yes, indeed. And that was Kathleen and Jim Bryson doing a duet on Jim's fabulous little number, Somewhere Else, originally on his Northside Benches album, and on Kathleen's last one, too, Back to Me. And Kathleen and Jim coming through town in about a month or so. Yes, indeed. What else did we hear? Anything? No, that was about it, huh? Yeah, and look at that. 4 minutes to eight. That means the show's over. So, that's it. I was going to play a bunch of stuff, and no time. So, if you're going to the big show on Monday at the Concert Hall, Joe Ely, John Hyatt, Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, good for you. I'll be there, too. You can look at the back of my head. Yeah, I got some good seats. Off to the side a bit, but that's okay. And if you do happen to run into Lyle Lovett this coming Monday, don't tell him you know me. It won't do you any favors. Nope. Won't do you any good at all. Yeah, what should we go out with? I was going to do a little Rock and Roll Hall of Fame set. The inductees this week for this year were pretty solid. You had Van Halen, of course. They're great. They're always great. I was going to play a bunch of Van Halen, but no time. The Ronettes got in there, and Patti Smith. I was going to play a song that featured both Ronnie Spector and Patti Smith. Ronnie Spector's got a new album out. Patti Smith is on it. I was going to play that song. No time. And R.E.M. were in there, too. R.E.M. got inducted, and, well, maybe we'll be able to squeeze an R.E.M. song in. What do you say? Okay, we'll do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it with R.E.M.'s special guest, though. Here, we'll introduce the special guest first. Here. He'll come in and he'll say something about us. And this is something we got this fella to record during the fun drive a few weeks back. Here he is. And we'll see you next week, kids. I don't know what we're gonna do next week, but it'll be fun. It will. Honest. Tune in. Find out.
Hi, this is Bruce Springsteen. Call to support public radio. 95.9. Thanks.
Please welcome to the stage, Bruce Springsteen. Wrestling match, yeah. Monopoly 21, checkers and chess, yeah. Mr. Fred Blassie in a breakfast mess. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk, yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the list. So Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the launch? Hey Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Are you having fun? If you believe they put a man on the moon. For the never believers, yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering, yeah.
Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's, yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. This one, tell me who you're locked in the car. Andy, are you giving on every single day? Are we losing time?
If you believe they put a man on the moon. a lot. We'll see you soon.
REM, let's go! Long and Quaid presents L&M University.